Let's start. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, for the fact that we got here safely. I know I'll be cutting those turns sometimes, kind of, you know. But thank you, God, for getting us here safely. And I ask you, God, to just help me not to focus on that. The tolls were kind of annoying. But God, I thank you, God, for this time, for the fact that Alejandro's been welcoming us into his home. To do this podcast. Thank you, God, for the ability to do this and that we have the technology provided by Alejandro for his hospitality. God, I just ask you that you would be the focus of this podcast, so God, that you would lead and guide it, because it's easy to complain and to whine about things that have had, you know, failures with romantic relationships or things that haven't gone as planned or as maybe we wanted it to, but I know I can definitely say that, but I ask you, God, that it would not be that. But we would have fun, and that you would be the, we would just stay, you would be the focus in the center. And I pray that people would come away, you know, having fun, maybe laughing a bit, hopefully just enjoying it, but also to coming away with practical ways practical things to apply to their lives when it comes to dating, singleness, relationships. Lead us and guide us, protect us from the schemes of the enemy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Okay.
Thank you,
Stefano. Of course. All right, guys. So let's get this podcast started. Welcome, guys, to Season 2, Dropping Into Life Podcast. Season 2. Guys, let me just tell you, this is the first episode that I've recorded for this podcast in a long time. Hey. Thank you, guys, for joining me so we can make it better. but it's good. Thank you, Alejandro, for hosting us. Today, guys, you know what's up. We're talking about dating, relationships, singleness, obviously with a Christian perspective, because we're all Christian. So that's the difference that we bring to this, and it's a good difference at that. So first off, I just want to start with asking you guys to introduce yourselves. So let's start with you over there in the corner, and let us know if you're single or if you're in a relationship as well.
Gotcha. Hey, how's it going? My name is Asha Thomas. Currently a graduate school student, single and ready to mingle, right? Single as a Pringle, is that what they say? Yeah, so I'm single. Nothing wrong with that. Obviously, just chilling, just hanging out, you know, doing my own thing and whatnot. But yeah, I'm doing this podcast and just willing to share my experiences however I can and help people out, right?
Yeah, man. I'm Austin. I'm single too. I didn't go to college. I'm just working right now. I'm just here to share wisdom and to receive wisdom from my brothers. So it's all good.
Yeah. Well, I'm Stefano. I'm 23. I'm a senior in college right now, just going into my senior year. And like I told these guys before we started recording, I'm an eligible bachelor right now. So, hey, guys, you know, I'm here, but obviously that's not necessarily the focus of this podcast, but I just wanted to throw that out there. And I am looking. I've been single basically my whole life, but I am looking for a relationship at this point. So interesting times, but sometimes frustrating, sometimes, you know, exciting, I guess, when you're in the moment of trying to find somebody, but that's pretty much me.
My name is Alejandro. I got somebody on the radar.
Scouter.
But I'm not in college. I was going, but now I'm working, and got a bunch of gigs this month for worship team and stuff. So yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. So now that you know all of our like relationship status, so we're all single right now at this point, right? We can all say that, yeah. Basically. Obviously, you said that, you know, you got somebody.
Some
maybe
more
change.
Single than others.
less single.
Yeah. I would like to know, let's start with that, actually. I'd like to know a little bit more about that. So, obviously, we're all single, but have there been any prospects recently that we can talk about? Like, even though we're single, how is the relationship life going? Like, what's going on with that? We'll start with you, since you're closer. You're closer.
All right, yeah. It's definitely a journey, because I'm definitely learning a lot of stuff, because this one's different. Majority of the I'm just telling my story. So like, majority of the girls that I've been talking to like before, not Christian. They're like, you know, unequally yoked. So this one really like just different, because it just leading me to Christ. You know, both ways. Like. So yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so she's Christian then.
Yeah,
that's
Christian. She's Christian. Yeah, she's Christian.
That's always good, guys. I don't know about you.
That's the number one thing.
That's the best.
That's the most important.
I mean, did I even have to ask? Like, what is this?
Yeah, right.
Nah. But honestly, though, as brothers in Christ, we need to hold ourselves accountable. And, you know, just got to ask just in case. No. Hey, yo, that's crazy. Hey, man. No, but of course, like, being Christian, I think, is very important. Very important. What about you guys? Like, any recent prospects? How is your dating life going? I know you said you're single, but have you dated before? What's your dating history, relationship history, basically?
Well, I'll go first because I feel like Austin's story is going to be a lot longer since his was a lot longer of a relationship. No need to put the pressure on him. But I dated one girl in my life. She was an unbeliever and I was an unbeliever while we dated as well. It wasn't the best relationship, I'd say. Like, now I look back at it as a believer and like as I'm discerning the entire relationship. But yeah, I would say that I came to Christ in the midst of the relationship. So I feel like God kind of pulled me out of the relationship. Like, he kind of took my hand out and dragged me out of it. Because if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be out of it. And glory to him because of that, because I needed to get out of that relationship. But yeah, we were both pretty immature at the time. I'm trying to remember how long ago was it. I think it was like 2 years ago. So I was like 19, 18-ish. She was 2 years younger than me. No, 2 grades younger than me. I believe she was a year younger than me. A year or 2 years, one of the two.
She went to the high school I went to?
Yeah. She went to your high school. Let's not drop the name.
We're not going to name drop. We're not going to name drop. You don't know. Where do I go? Who knows?
Yeah, but yeah, it went on for about 8 months. I would say that I kind of felt like pressured by her to get into the relationship. So like, I met her, we talked for like a year, we texted for a long time, got on the phone and whatnot. And we met up one time after like a while of texting and talking on the phone. And it just kind of felt so fast after that. Like, after meeting up with her for the first time, I was like, yeah, we spoke for a while and I think I know you, but you know, now we're actually in person. This should be the real you. But yeah, like, I don't even remember how many times we met up for us to actually call it official, but I remember her saying to me, like, oh, so, like, when are you going to, you know, cuff me? And at the time, that was my first girlfriend, so when I got asked that, I was like, oh, like, you know, she wants to date, like, that's great, right? Little did I know that, you know, that's something that the guy has to initiate. That's something that the girl shouldn't be, like, pressuring or, like, alluding to for the guy to do. That's kind of a red flag now that I'm looking back at it. Not always a red flag, but, you know, she should leave it up to him to decide that. So, yeah, she said that, and, like, I kind of went with it and just started dating her from there. But yeah, it wasn't the best relationship. There was some toxic elements in it. There was a lot of growth from it on my part. I hope that she grew as well from it as well. But yeah, I think that it was a learning lesson. Like, it really shows you what you don't want in a person, what you don't want in a partner, right? Those red flags that you need to look out for. It was a lesson, right? There was some blessings as well. Like, we had good times. Not all the relationship was bad, obviously, but it just seemed like we were very immature at the time. And I guess, like, I'm not trying to, like, throw her in a box and, like, you know, talk bad about her or anything like that. Because I obviously have my faults as well in the relationship. But I'm trying to think about what those were. You know? It was a long time ago, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, immaturity. I wasn't really listening to her that well, right? I feel like I could have been a better listener. It kind of felt like I was, like, not her guidance counselor, but I was, like, a leader in her life. Like, I felt like she needed guidance. Not to say that I looked down on her in any way or I thought that I was better than her, but I think, just like, mentally we're on different levels. Like, she was kind of mentally unstable. I consider myself mentally stable. So, like, I felt like, after a while in the relationship, I felt like a sense of pity for her to an extent. Like, oh, like, I kind of feel bad for this person. You know, I'm like someone that's like more stable in their life, trying to, like, you know, treat them right and whatnot to the best of my ability. But she didn't really have that coming from her friends and from her parents as well. So I tried to be that in her life. And like I said, it's not good to look at your partner and look at them kind of like, not as a kid, but to look at them as like a follower. I mentioned leader, follower, leader, you know, that's how the terms go. But not that she was my follower, but you get what I'm trying to say. Like, I kind of felt like I had to lead her, or like I was like a father figure to an extent in her life, which isn't good. Like I said, a relationship shouldn't be like that. It should be like equal in that hindsight. Maybe that's the age difference, who knows, but yeah, that's kind of how it played out. But we don't speak. I would say we're still cool. Like, if she ever needed anything, I'd help her out, you know. I've seen her around here and there sometimes. We would, like, catch up and see how things are going. You know, it's nothing, like, awkward or toxic in that sense that we can't speak to each other. I wouldn't want any of my past relationships to be like that, even though I had one. But future ones, hopefully that's not a thing. Okay. But, yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. And what about you, Austin?
Well, I had my first relationship was in high school, if you can even consider that a relationship. That was bad. yeah, that was rough. But my first real relationship lasted for about 3.5 years. Started dating in 2019 and broke up in November. I have nothing but good things to say about her, but like, I have to admit it was a rough time. Really stunted a lot of growth on my part, and I fell behind. I backslid on a lot of things because I honestly take more of the responsibility that I allowed it to happen in the first place. But like, you know, it got to a point where like my relationship with God was like out the window almost. I was backsliding and it was just entering a really dark place. And then I got pulled, finally strangled me out of the relationship. God meaning strangled me out of the relationship. And that's where I am now. So, just whatever.
Yeah. Tell them about what's been happening this year, though. This whole year, right? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Tell them real quick, like, what's been happening.
I've been, like by choice, because I was a hermit for, like, a long time for some reason. There was no reason for it. But then, like, 6 months ago, Stefano, like, invited me out to go ice skating, and that was really cool. And then since then, it's just been boom, 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 constant banger after banger. Like,
did
you know, I mean.
Did you guys hold hands when you
went? What?
Did you guys hold hands when you went?
Where?
Ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
You were there,
you know, we were holding hands.
Yo, I was there, too.
You were there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we were all here.
Yeah,
that's right. It was a date.
Hey, by the way, all I'm going to say is my friend Ogechi, which has been on a podcast before twice, and you
shout
guys
out
have,
to Ogechi.
Shout out to Ogechi out in Florida. But anyways, he said, so it, one time we went ice skating in the city. It was me, this girl, which is my friend, but we're just friends, and then him. And so basically what happened was, if she listens to it, then it's over. Sorry, I'm going to be honest. But basically, like, I held her hand at one point because she didn't really know how to ice skate. And basically he was like, yo, this is really smart, man. This is like what you do. You know, that's the first day right there, because at the end of the day, if the girl doesn't know how to ice skate, or I guess you can do it, you can say it the opposite way if you want. But if the girl doesn't know how to ice skate, then, you know, hold her hand, you know, you show her around, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you just, you know. You go around, you get to know each other. But anyways, yeah, that just reminded me.
Yeah, man. But yeah, so after, like, it's just been an amazing year. God has really, really, like, blessed me beyond belief with, like, my new friend. I have, like, 30 friends all of a sudden. I didn't even have, like, 5. Like, like, my family was my friends. And then, like, an adopted sister, like, who I love to death. But, like, that was it. And now I just, like, have all this, and now I'm like, what else do I need? Like, you know?
But you are looking, or no?
Yeah. But,
okay. Like, but you're open to, basically, or
yeah,
you,
I'm playing it with
it
an
comes,
open hand.
If
like,
it comes.
I'm right now, I'm at a point where I'm just playing life with an open hand. Like,
okay.
If something happens, it happens, and I'm ready for it to happen, but if it doesn't, I'm equally ready for that, too.
Sure. Okay.
Like, it's really just up to God, like, yeah.
Sure.
He's working. I need work, man.
We all need work, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
Mm-hmm.
Never perfect.
Never will be.
Never will
Listen,
be, since we have this
know,
nature on this earth. Never will be, so.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, thank you for sharing. So I'll share basically me real quick.
You're going to ask yourself a question?
Step it up, yeah. There you go. Or you could have asked you. Somebody else could have. Somebody could have asked. It's my turn too.
Yo.
Hey man, I'm gonna say too.
He's the host and the guest.
Yes, host and the guest. This, hey man.
Chirichi.
KDG.
What he said.
I can't say that.
Yeah, that's my last name.
Yeah.
KDG,
so, how have your past relationships or not relationships, you know, just
situationships.
Interesting
as
how
they
you
call
said
it.
Or not, right?
You gave the flip.
Well, they don't know. You know, but they don't know.
Situationships, whatever it was. So how did
yeah,
it go for you? You know?
I like that definition, that term, situationships, because at the end of the day, for me, I feel like my time, over my life, I'm 23, right? So obviously I'm still young, whatever, but I have never really gone on a proper date. So for me, that's where I'm coming from. It's very frustrating at times when, you know, obviously God made us with this physical attraction, right, to be attracted to women. God made Adam and then he made Eve as a partner for him, right? So at the end of the day, it's like we all have, all of us here, right, we all have this desire for a mate, and I do too. So when that doesn't happen, then it's kind of frustrating. So that's kind of what characterized my life so far. There have been a lot of there have been some fails, notable fails that I can talk to you about, situationships. I can remember, oh my gosh. One time, I'll tell you this one time. Oh my gosh. Bro, I had the number already. This is what happened. So I used to go to college in Newark, New Jersey. I used to go to college there. And if you know, there are a few colleges around there. Essex County College, NJIT, Rutgers, Newark. All those are within close proximity to each other. And so what I would do is I'd leave my college and I'd go to another dining hall at a different college. Now, there was this girl that I used to see every once in a while at the dining hall. She looked like she was on a sports team. You know how you can tell a sports type. You know how people dress, if they're with other people, you're wearing a jersey or something. So I knew she was in sports. One day, I was with my friend, who was also on the podcast, and basically I was like, yo, man, you think I should go talk to her, whatever? And he was basically hyping me up. He was like, yo, man, you gotta go talk to her. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna talk to her. I go over to her, right? She's with her friend, by the way. She's not alone. And I say, hi, how you doing? Whatever, I think you're pretty. I just want to tell you that. She said, oh, thank you, whatever. She said, my name is this. She stretched out her hand. Now that already is a good sign, because if the girl doesn't want to talk to you, she's not going to do that. She's not going to say, I'm this. This is my name. I want to touch you. I want to shake my hand. I want to shake your hand right now.
It's COVID season.
This is before COVID. This is like 2019. Okay, okay. But still, like, honestly, like, I'm going to shake your hand. I appreciate what you're doing. And the friend is there too. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hi, my name is Stefan or whatever. You can look over to the friend. The friend's like, shaking her head. Oh my gosh, two green lights. Bing, bing. If I read the signs correctly, it's game over. It's game over. The number is already there. We can move forward now. But instead, what did I do? Fail. Guess what I did? You want to guess? Anyone want to guess? What happened was, I did that, and after I introduced myself, when she shook my hand, I left.
Sand through his fingers.
But you understand how? There are other stories that I could. There. Like, that's probably not the only story that I could tell you, but that's just, like, try to shorten things. That's a fail, and obviously, looking back on it now, I've learned. But in the moment, you know, obviously, the signs were there. So, it's just frustrating at times, but basically, I'm single right now. If something comes up, of course, if it's a godly woman seeking after God, having fruit in her life, then yes, spiritual fruit in her life, yes, then I will be... That would be the best. And that's what I'm looking for. So I'm sure that's what you guys are looking for too. That's basically it. But that basically characterizes things. You have something to say? I don't know. All right, so did you have something to say?
Okay. You're already, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you have something. Yeah, we've all talked about it. But did you have something else to say before we move on?
No.
Okay, very well. Well, first, before we move on, let me not just embarrass myself. Does anyone else have any fails that they have in their life before you want to share?
Failure. Yes.
I got one. So I was on a date. This was the first date I ever went on. So, like, I'm racked nervous, right? Mm. I get, you know, it's easy to play cool behind text, but then when you're in person, it's like, and I choked up, dude. I had a frog in my throat. It was bad. So, honestly, the worst part of it all was the uncertainty, like, from start to finish, and, like, this is why we didn't work out too. It's because, like, you know, confidence is key.
That's life. Confidence, that's life,
that's life, yeah.
Confidence is key to everything, and it's key to this too. And guess what? I lost the key. I dropped it in the sewer in Manhattan. Like, that's where I was. And we, like, she was great. She was nice. She was like, this was really cool, but you're not, like, what I'm looking for. And while I probably didn't fit the box anyway, whether I had confidence or not, just whatever. But my thing was not that it didn't work out. It was that I could have done better. And I know I have more to offer. I wasn't, you know, I know I'm not croaky. So the next date I went on, I learned from my mistakes. And played it instead. Oh, and there was another thing. Well, the confidence, I tried to play it low key, but I tried to play it like someone else's low key. It wasn't my low key. Like, I wasn't really being myself as, like, a low key version of myself. And that was another mistake that I then corrected. So that was something I learned, and now I'll never forget it, because that was rough then. Mm. But you know what? Glory be, you grow from things, you know?
Yeah.
Word. Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, it definitely seems like, you know, you've grown since the relationship that you've had, and you've had a lot of good things happen to you over this past year that you've been talking about. And also, you've, like, kind of talked about what you've learned from your relationship. And then basically, so did you say that, have you like been in a relationship before? Like what's happening now? Just to backtrack a little bit.
So like I've like, it's weird how like my things went with the relationships, because I'd always go through the talking phase, but I would never like go towards the dating. I don't know why, but it just like, most of the time I see like people just going into dating when they already see the red flags, mm-hmm. and like going through it while they're dating. But like for me, when I see a red flag like before dating, that's when it's like, all right, I'm good. And and also like, even like sometimes I'm just too scared to ask, and then they don't, I don't know, I'm just thinking about too much, like, do they like me or do they like me not? Mm-hmm. And then there, it's like too late by the time like I realize, oh, they do. So and like also just like talking to God, sometimes I'm like, he says no, and I say yes, and then after that just doesn't work out. I was like, why didn't it work out? It's like, because, you know, this is God. Because I said no, but you kept going. He's like, all right, you're right. So,
That's how it goes sometimes. That's like, that's how you learn. You got to burn to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
At least most of us boneheaded guys, we have to burn to learn. Yep, that's exactly. That's me, definitely. I'm preaching to the choir.
Like, I think this was like, what, maybe like a few months ago. I was like, me personally, like mentally, this girl was just like killing me. So I was, actually God spoke to me, I was in the shower, so, I was, he said,
shower talks.
Yeah, yo, that was hard, it was crazy, you gotta be talking to me shower at the thoughts. Weirdest moments, but, he said to me, it's like, my flesh wanted her, but my spirit rejected her, and, like, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like, I knew that already, but, like, God really reminded me, like, straight up, he was just like, bro, that's why it's not working, because, like, you got Manny Pacquiao, and you got Mayweather fighting. So, you know, Manny Pacquiao is Filipino. So, you know, of course, that's the spirit. That's the spirit.
That's the spirit. That's the spirit,
bro. The Flash is Mayweather. Sorry for all those Mayweather fans. And Manny Pacquiao won this time because, you know, the spirit is always the right one. And then just a reflection after that, God was like, did she build your spirit or did she feed your flesh? And I was like, dang.
Yo, that's some. Those are some, like, interesting questions.
I was like,
those,
dang, man. Yeah. And I really reflected, like,
what are you feeding?
Good questions.
What am I feeding? I was like,
yeah, who are you serving?
I was feeding the flesh straight up, because there was no Christ. Christ was not in the center.
Was she Christian at all?
No, she was not. Nothing about her was Christian. Zodiac signs, crystals, meditation.
Manifestation. Anybody?
Every single red flag. I was like, dang, God. I should have known.
Okay, let me ask you this though: was she physically beautiful? Like,
yeah, that's what the flesh is. She was gorgeous. Like, she was.
You gotta stop right there.
I was like, no more, too much.
Okay, too much.
I'll chime in real quick. I think this is part of why my 3.5 year relationship just died. Because at the first, when I got into the relationship, I was like, you know, I've always been a Christian. I've always known God, but I was at that time, I wasn't really walking with him willingly. I had established this. I said, if we're going to get married, you either have to be open to Christ or you have to already be a Christian. So, like, I established that, but I didn't really live that. Like, I knew it in my head, but I didn't practice it outwardly. And I think that really destroyed my spirit, and that's what led me to those dark, dark moments. So, like you were saying, like, you know, who are you serving, the flesh or the spirit? And it was not, I thought it was the spirit. I lied to myself for a while, but I knew from the get-go it was a bad idea, and I still did it anyway, but God let me just burn, and I did, and now I learned, like, you know?
Yeah.
So. That actually leads me to a Bible verse that I have written down here about looks, actually. In Proverbs 31:30, it says, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Mm. So that's just something
that's really good.
Yeah, reminded me of that. But obviously, we're guys. Now, I've heard that girls are also, they can be kind of visual too, visual attraction too. That could be something that they have as well. But I feel like it's mostly a guy thing. So I definitely understand that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And also too, if you scroll through Instagram, how is it? If you go on the feed, you'll probably always see something sexual, right? You do that, obviously, Bro, that's insane. That's crazy.
That's a trap.
Obviously, like,
it
bro,
is a trap because you're just feeding your flesh. Yeah. You don't even mean to, you know? Yeah. You don't even mean to.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
There for other reasons, but
yeah.
There's people on there doing what they do.
Bro, that's why I try to be careful with Instagram, too, because I know that that can be a trap.
No, honestly,
it's like a fine line.
I literally unfollow people when I need
to. Real, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fine line. Bro,
it's not a joke.
Bro. Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy. People, It's like, are bots reaching out too? I don't know, bro. It's like,
they are.
The bots are crazy. The bots are. Oh my god.
Today,
have you
please.
Guys actually ever seen a bot account? Like,
yeah,
I think.
Yo, they're half naked. They're literally like naked on there. Like, I'm surprised that Instagram allows that.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Know.
Yo, sometimes they watch my stories. I'm like,
ew.
Bro, that's crazy.
Like,
no,
no,
no, seriously.
Scroll
all the way down. You see it.
Yes, bro.
This is why I'm private. I'm private. Nobody can access anything unless I know you.
Let me tell you. So, you know, I'm half Italian. Sometimes, like, a few years ago or something like that, a long time ago, I used to post some posts in Italian. Bro, they were Italian, like, accounts. Watching things. They probably were, I don't know, bots or whatever, but it was, like, those accounts.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. Like,
I don't know how the algorithm works,
but it's on purpose.
But
anyways, we're visual, right?
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
But obviously, too, it's like, we have to focus too on the character, the person, like, are they Christian? Do they, like, as they say in the Just Different podcast, which you introduced me to, are they showing the fruit? Where is the fruit?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we have to turn that, reflect that mirror on ourselves as well. I'm not saying don't do that, but when we're just talking about what we're looking for in a woman, which we're just going to get to right now, where are the fruits? Because at the end of the day, beauty, charm fades away. Right? At the end of the day, you don't have control about how you look when you come out of the womb. Your natural beauty or however, how you naturally look. But you do have control over your character. That's what you do have control over. So, and what you like, what you don't like, how you live your life, how you choose to, that's all on you. So if that's not right, then that's a problem. You get what I'm saying? Obviously, too, I'm not neglecting beauty because, in my opinion, that's the doorway to try, like, many times, I feel that's a doorway to trying to want to meet somebody because you see that they're beautiful. But also, too, the character is important, too, to figure out. So, but did you have something to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, because you just mentioned that, have you ever actually met a girl, right, where, like, saved girl, godly girl, right, you recognize her and you see her, but, like, it's not that she's ugly or it's not that, you know, you're not attracted to her, but her beauty doesn't necessarily draw you in. Like, you don't see her and you don't go, wow, that's a gorgeous girl, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's happened.
You get to know her a little more and you see some fruit and now you're attracted.
Where the fruit, bro?
Now you're attracted.
Yo,
that's
fruit is sweet. That
that's
fruit is sweet.
Yo!
That fruit
no,
is
for
sweet.
Real.
What drew
real.
You in, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Bro,
I
was
that.
Bro,
I love those moments.
That's the girl, bro.
I love those moments.
That's the girl. That's the girl.
And then you look at her and you're like, wait, how did I miss this? She's cute. Like, how did I? What's going on?
Because you're not attracted to this, you're attracted to this. Like the heart aspect.
I mean, it's good to go into it like that because, like, obviously you're supposed to be spiritually discerning things, right? Like, you're supposed to be looking at things on a spiritual level, not always looking at the flesh. Okay, who's cute, who's not? Because there's a lot of cute girls out there, let's be real, right? Christian, non-Christian, there's a lot of cute girls out there, but who's really going to lead you to Christ, right? Who's really going to hold you accountable?
Who cares
about Christ?
Which one of them cares about Christ?
That's where the rarity comes in, right?
Yeah.
Let me hit you up with another verse.
And we got a lot of vocal Christians, but we don't have a lot of Christians acting.
Hey, man, faith without works is dead, bro. Faith without works is dead. Where's that? Where's that? Like one of the Peters or something? I don't know. But faith without, whatever it is.
Peter has
faith,
a brother.
Faith without works is dead, right? We know that.
One,
amen.
So I got another one from Proverbs right here. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure. And he receives favor from the Lord. So get me, like, that's a treasure. When you find, like, a good Christian wife, that's something to hold on to. That's a treasure. When you find a good Christian girl that's single out here, and you, I don't know, she's single for some reason, you're like, all right, maybe, at least for me, that's what I want
to
do. And let me just say this, too. Yeah, my time to shine. Now, honestly, there's a girl recently who I've hung around and everything like that. It's like a bunch of Christians, you know, that were hanging around. There's one of the girls was like, you know, she was physically attractive, but also too, you could see that her spiritual maturity was up there. So I thought that was definitely good, and that's something now that I'm keeping in the back of my mind and saying that's what I want to look for in a future girl. The future girl should be spiritually mature. She should be seeking after God.
Not to cut you off here, but can we get some details on that? What is the spiritual maturity? Like, what makes the criteria?
Yeah, what is
maturity?
That?
That's good. That's a good question.
Maturity,
so,
right?
let's talk about the fruit. So we're not looking for, this is the fruit. Yeah. We're not looking for a perfect person. Obviously, we know the fruits of the spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
I already found a perfect person.
Gentleness, I think faithfulness, self-control, all these things. You already found one?
Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. That's true. Like I said, the fruits. Obviously, if somebody is seeking after God and God is, you know, leading them, then you're going to see how their life reflects that. So you're going to see how the time that they spend, obviously, like, I don't know, the time they spend with Christ. Do they read their Bible? Like, I don't know. I guess people say how they treat other people. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just sense it. I don't know. I just sense it. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Mm. But obviously, yeah. How they treat other people. What do they think about? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What are they talking about? That's important for me too. Cause bro, my mom, bro, and this is another thing we can talk about. I know what, you know, like a strong Christian woman is, because my mom is that example. I can tell you countless times I've come home, you know what she's doing? She's praying, she's talking to somebody about Christ, always on her lips, bro. Bang, bang, bang. Mm. So for me, that's a telltale sign. Obviously, the works have to be behind it too, which they are for my mom. But if you're talking about him constantly, that's something for me, honestly. Like if it's coming out of your mouth all the time, that's it. If she's asking you to do like Bible study, I don't know about you. What does that mean? We'll do the Bible study. Let's do the Bible. Let's do the Bible study, man. That's key right there.
Hey, Bible studies 101 can be deadly. You know, they can be.
Yeah. maybe you gotta go down the.
You know, they can be.
Go down the line.
Just put a piece of glass in between you both.
Get one more. Yeah.
Leave space for Jesus, as they say. You know.
I mean, what kind of Bible study is this, bro? I mean, yes. You're going to be behind.
I mean, like, if you're sitting next to someone, you're not too close to them.
That's true. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, but I will say this.
Or sharing a Bible or something, right? You hold one half, I hold the other.
But we can say that. But if you're already dating, I don't see a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, like, if you're going to do a Bible study, then try to do the Bible study.
Yeah.
But if you're getting close with them, you already established that you're in a relationship, then I don't necessarily see a problem with being close to each other. But yeah, let's talk about the fruits. Let's talk about what we're looking for in a Christian woman. What strikes you as something that is valuable, a treasure, and something that you would want in a Christian woman, and you're a Christian woman, basically. So let's start with you, Asha. Why not?
Yeah, firstly, I want to say I definitely think that whatever it is that you're looking for, you should reflect that as well. Like, I'm not talking about any law of attraction stuff here where, like, you're giving it off and it's coming back to you, but I mean, like, it's only fair that if you're looking for humility, you gotta be a humble guy. You gotta be a servant. It's hypocritical to look for that and then not give it up as well. So, with that being said, so humility is definitely one of them, as I mentioned it. The fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness. Self-control, patience, yeah, all that good stuff. Servant-hearted, right? Like, is willing to serve however she can, but not her finding her identity in her serving, right? Like, where she's not, like, oh, if I'm not serving, I'm not Christian, right? Like, no, like, not that, but willing to serve wherever she can, willing to give her time, her efforts, her attention into God's people, right? The world, in the sense that human beings that God's created, right? Mm-hmm. Willing to help out wherever she can, not just Christians, but non-Christians alike, right? Evangelism. I mean, when I was early in my walk with Christ for, like, a long time, I didn't even know we were supposed to evangelize. Like, I didn't even know, like, how to evangelize, right? So, like, I know that in the beginning some Christians might not know how to do that or might be afraid to or turned away from it, but that's something that God can work on us in, right? Evangelism is a big one as well. Like, I would love to go and evangelize with my future wife, right?
That would be insane, bro.
That's crucial, bro.
Yeah, that would,
like,
be amazing. That would be
that's kind of bare minimum, right? If I'm talking here, but, like, not afraid to do that. And I'm not, like, you know, looking for the perfect person, as I mentioned, but I think that everything that I mentioned, I give off, right? And that's not me being proud or any way, but that's just God working in me. All glory goes to Him.
And recognize
the
work that He's done, which is humble.
Yeah, I just want to mention one thing before we get to Austin. Basically, so my friend, who I recently went to his wedding out in Ohio, he married a girl. She's younger than him, maybe by 1 or 2 years. He's 23, I believe, my age. She was evangelizing with him, going out and doing that. And so, I mean, that is a telltale sign that, okay, this girl is strong in her faith. She's a catch. She's a treasure, right? I mean, these are things that not everyone does. You know what I mean? That's all I want to
say. Yeah. What I look for is, like, definitely, I call it rooted in Christ, like an identity centered in Christ, and your life is built on the foundation of Christ rather than your own self. Now, obviously, that's a little difficult to find, but if you're if the love of Christ is in you, then that's like my number one thing. Number two thing is you guys got to jive. You know, you got to like actually have chemistry and like you like each other in the first place. Because you can't just be two Christian friends who aren't attracted to each other and start dating and expect it to work out.
Yeah.
Because it won't. Mm-hmm. And especially if like, you know, let's say for instance too, you meet her. This is the one God has for you. But she is in a rough spot with God. It's like, what do you do then? Like, do you go for it? Because like, do you go for it now or do you wait for God? Like, what is it? Like, I'm kind of jumping subject, but just trying to think. Because it's like you know, I don't want to judge you too harshly if you're not, you know, like if you're just a quiet person, and you know, evangelizing is a little different for quiet people. Like, they're not going to be like. Like, even with themselves, they're not going to be, like, vocal about it. As long as she shows me that she's centered in Christ, and I know people that are centered in Christ, and that's what I look for, like, in somebody. That's, like, my number one thing. Number two is you got to jive. And number three, like, you know, get along with the family, like, and stuff like that. Like, that's, like, but that's, like, extra stuff. The most important thing is definitely she's got to be rooted in Christ. That's like numero uno, like that's the deciding factor of whether this, you know, could work or not.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't work out, if she's still centered in Christ, I feel like that's more of a green flag to go. You know, if she's interested and you're interested, try it out. Show her that you're centered in Christ, because this is a two-way street. You know, I know this is a guy's discussion talking about girls, but a lot of these things, you know, girls also need to. Like, look for in us, too. Like, look for a guy. Because they can't trust a guy who's not confident in their faith or trust a guy who's not confident in their self. Like, if I was a girl, no. Like, I wouldn't, like, me 3 years ago, I wouldn't date me 3 years ago. That was a bad night. That's a bad, like, time. Mm. But they're, you know, they're looking for the same thing. So, again, like, not being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Like, look for what God has, it helps to recognize what's in yourself so that you can externalize it and in the way of like looking for that person. Mm-hmm. Like you recognize things that a God is doing in you, then you can recognize what other people are doing, and then you can be like, yes, no, no, yes, no. Like, who would be an ideal candidate, I guess, to date. And then eventually, hopefully, marry.
Yeah,
those are my green flags. So.
I think you mentioned a good question earlier. You were like, what would you do in a situation where you meet a girl and she seems like she's in a rough spot in her relationship with God, right? Obviously, I think everyone kind of goes through those patches, right, in your life.
Yeah, I certainly have.
And it's continuous, right? Like, you're not going to ever be perfect.
That's why I don't judge them, because I've been there too.
Yeah, so, yeah, I feel like what's really important is, like I mentioned, humility, right? Like, where you're trying to help that person, right? Like, if you do love this girl and she's in this rough spot with her relationship with Christ, you're going to try to get her out of that, right? Like, you're not God and you can't do it for her, right?
Right.
But you're going to show her that you can help her with that, right? By leading her, right? By helping her, by praying for her, by showing her scriptures, right? By also leading by example, by showing that, okay, this is not okay to do. This is what I do, right? And this is what God is calling us to do, right? So holding each other accountable in a loving way, that is, right? So I feel like a good sign in that situation would be her humble enough to say, okay, this man is trying to help me, right? This man is probably sent by God trying to pull me out of this spot. Am I going to resist or am I going to submit? And
to God, not to the guy.
No, God is using the guy. God is using the guy. So ultimately, it's are they going to resist God or are they going to submit to God? Sometimes, you know, you do what you do as Christians, you sin, and somebody comes and they try to help you out of that, whether it be a friend, whether it be a potential spouse, potential mate, and how you respond to that really alters the relationship, I feel like.
Yeah.
If you're gonna allow them to help you or not. So I feel like it's a good sign if she's willing to take correction, right? And take it humbly. I feel like in the moment sometimes though it might hurt, right? Like you're like, okay, this is hurting me, this is something I don't want to hear. But if you look at the future, if you look at the future sense, that's how our relationship with God works, right? When he disciplines us, we don't always like it in the moment. Right? Let's be real here. We don't like it in the moment. But we see that it's better for our long term growth. So I feel like a girl that can acknowledge that and say, okay, this guy actually loves me, he's trying to help me, that's really important, as opposed to the opposite. I think for myself, if she was resisting, that would show me that this probably isn't the person that God has for me right now.
Well, if she continues to resist too, because you got to give her a second.
No, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not one and done. It's a long term. Yeah, I'm just kind of.
It is not one and done.
It's a long. And also, too, I mean, what are we doing?
It wasn't one and done for me. So why would I expect it to be?
Well, what are we doing here? Are we dating just for dating? No, we're dating to see who our potential spouse will be, right? So this is long term consequences, right? So we can't just date anybody and just marry anybody because we don't want to make a mistake because God wants us to stay in that union, right? We're not really supposed to. We're not supposed to divorce. We're not supposed to do that. The Bible's clear. We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah,
so
you're not.
We have to be careful about who we're with. Yeah. And I think the one thing is, yeah, you can give somebody some time. In the long term, though, there has to be a cutoff point to say, all right, time's up. Is it? Have you changed? If so, how? Are you accepting correction, for example? Obviously, you can turn the mirror on yourself 100%. I don't want to be hypocritical, but what are the changes? Where's the fruit? These kind of decisions, these kind of thoughts, you know, eventually these decisions, I think, have to be made. So that's something about it. What about you?
Yeah, for me, like, this is pretty common, but she has to love God more than me. Like, one of the things that I really put on is, like, what I think of is, like, what if, like, she's not, like, so say she's not Christian, right? And we get into argument.
I can't hold it anymore.
I'm trying to like hold
it. I don't know if you heard that.
I hope it picked up on the mic too. That's funny. Okay. She was she's not Christian and like we go into an argument. She's not gonna understand like, hey, let's pray, sit down and pray about this and like give this to God. She's like, what is that? I was like, why do I have to do that? But like going to a woman of God that knows how to pray, knows how to like handle anger and like emotions, we pray down, sit down, talk to God and like, let's resolve this the right way. Mm. So that's something that I really like acknowledge, like, does she know how to pray?
Yep.
So that's one of them.
Yeah, I think that's crucial because, like, it kind of goes to show, like, if she's not doing that in the relationship with you, she's not doing that for herself.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's, like, it's kind of like a reflection, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, what you show me here in this relationship reflects your personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
If you're not taking these situations to prayer, are you really praying for your self-growth? Are you really praying for, you know, your struggles with sin? Are you really taking these things to God?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I know sometimes it might be a vulnerability thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, she's not willing to be vulnerable with you. But that's your girlfriend. That's a future spouse.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
If we're not, then what do we really have here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be in a relationship with somebody and they're not vulnerable with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fake relationship. So, yeah, like, I just think it reflects what they have going on personally. So that's something I think to take note of.
Mm-hmm.
It's important too.
Yeah, and I think after this we should probably take a break.
Yeah,
so then we'll split this into two episodes.
Yeah.
But basically, what you said is kind of interesting too. Kind of talking about being unequally yoked, which is something that's really important because I know I have personal experience seeing that, and it's not really good. You have one person praying, another person, like you said, questioning, what is this, kind of being, causing friction that probably wouldn't be there if you were with another Christian. So 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not team up, and this is the New Living Translation, do not team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? Let me go to verse 15. How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? At the end of the day, you can be friends with people who are not Christian, unbelievers, outside of the romantic relationship. But when it comes to a romantic relationship and you basically becoming one, right? You don't want to do that with an unbeliever because in the long run, it's gonna bite you. It's not going to be good. So that's a warning to everyone, to all Christians. We have to be very careful about who we associate with because in the long run, will it help us? Will it hurt us? Will it be a stumbling block? Because at the end of the day, when things get rough, when the money's tight, when your children are acting up, whatever the situation may be, are you guys going to be in unison together praying to God? Or is one person going to be praying, another person just scoffing or whatever it is they'll be doing? It's not worth it. So, yeah, guys, that concludes the first part of this podcast. Stay tuned for part two right now.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Stefano here. I just want to give you a heads up that part two of the Dating, Singleness, and Relationships podcast is coming out next week. I know at the end of part one, I said that stay tuned for part two of the podcast, but it's actually coming out next week. So that's why you don't see it right now. Until then, I'll see you.